Walter Dietrich's dead because of you.
The bastard guard wouldn't do what he was told, Johnny.
Walter Dietrich once said, never work with somebody desperate.
Yeah, well, I got a rule, too. Stay away from the women.
Without women, it's like being back in the stir.
We don't belong here, do we, Johnny? They're looking at you like think it's funny that you're poor. They're looking at us like they never seen a fella walk in their restaurant wearing a bum suit.
It's because they're all about where somebody come from.
But Charlie,
the only thing that matters is where somebody's going.
In my 20s, it was all about discovery, experimentation, trying. Your 20s are often about struggle. And there is a temptation, I think, in many people's lives today because there's sort of like a failure to launch. There's a temptation in many people's lives to continue the exploration journey into your 30s and beyond. And I think that's okay. I, more than anyone, can appreciate transformation happening in a different season of your life. But I think the most important thing to say in all this is actually you'll get the best results if you spend your 30s going deeper into the archetype you have already built for yourself. You see, if you look around at your life right now, maybe you're in your late 20s, or maybe many of you are already in your 30s by the time you're watching this, there's some stuff, there's some experience, there's even some logistics that you have already set for your life. Like for me right now, I know it sounds kind of trivial, but I have a 49-inch monitor right here. I have a bunch of books on the shelf behind me. In fact, so many different aspects of my house are geared towards filmmaking and filmmaking at kind of like a YouTube, I would say like bubblegum cinematic level. Your 20s, they're all about experimentation. There's like nothing that has worked out for you yet. So you're just trying to like find out and figure out and see what'll stick, see what comes next. In a way that's exciting, but in some regards, I think that's also troublesome because there's no efficiency in the process. When you're experimenting, you don't have efficiency. You don't have enough reference points to know what your system is, to know what's going down. Experimentation and the inefficiency that came with that is what motivated me to major in chemistry, move to Los Angeles, teach SAT tutoring on the side on the weekends. There's just a lot of different stuff that I was trying out. In that process of experimentation, when nothing in your life has worked quite yet, it's important that you don't lose heart, that you keep going. Eventually, though, you will stumble into an archetype. Like my archetype has arrived at a very unique aspect of YouTube filmmaking. I don't know how far I would get as a conventional videographer or like a wedding videographer or a headshot photographer, something like that. Something that runs through like a conventional studio system. I don't think I could easily take someone's real estate photos or high school headshots. But I have this weird skill set around YouTube really well, where in 60 to 90 minutes time, I can get a bunch of different B-roll shots from like a bunch, many different angles, get 300 thumbnail photos, get a vlog moment, talk to someone on the street, get someone on the street to come help me film, and do it all in 90 minutes time, all before security kicks us out. Okay, it's like this really weird skill set that I've built up over the years. I've learned how to read books so that I can like analyze their facts and information enough to get analysis for a YouTube script. I've learned how to study Salesforce deeply and actually, in fact, pass Salesforce exams with ease. What might take me someone 1 month, 2 months, or even 3 months time, I can do in like 2 weeks. I know how to pass these exams and I know how to get a Salesforce job. Something in it, I kicked off the ecosystem of that in enough time where the leverage of that continues to build. It's like when you start out, you're an EV, and there is a temptation perhaps to keep staying an EV because you want to see all of the potential that is before you. It's kind of fun to think, okay, should I be a Flareon or a Jolteon? Should I go with a Waterstone? Or should I go with a Leafstone now and turn into a Leafeon? I know like in the later versions of the game, Eevee can evolve into like 7 different Pokemon types. It's kind of fun to be able to stare out at the horizon of your potential. But as the years go by, you don't get access to that potential anymore. You have to decide. You have to decide and move forward because otherwise your potential will turn into nothing. Similarly, there's a classic English novel, something that they teach in many high school English classes, a book called The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. And in that book, she talks about choosing between these three different men, a few different men that she's dating, basically deciding, should I get married and have children, or should I go down this different path where I become an author? This character is, well, she's clinically depressed, but she's struggling between her romance life. It's really heartbreaking in a way. And she describes the potential of her life as tree branches. And as soon as she'll grab one branch and go down one avenue, all the others will wither away. And it'll be kind of sad to see that. But the thing is, all the branches wither away anyway if you don't decide. And sure, you can make that decision. You can get to that understanding later in life. Definitely. But at some point, you need to look around you at the life you've built, or at least the momentum that you've cultivated. Your best bet would be to keep going down that path. When I was a kid, my dad used to say to me, basically, Nikhil, whatever I'm going to become in life, I have become. And I used to think that was such a heartbreaking thing. Like, why would you say that? We can always learn. We can always grow. There's always an opportunity to continue to progress in every season of our life. And that is true to a degree. But I think in many respects, my dad was right. Why? Because he was a software engineer who eventually turned into a senior software engineer. He was able to save and invest. He did many things right. And he had ecosystems and things in place that gave him leverage in the life that he had built. To start over again in a brand new path or a brand new inspiration, it certainly would be possible, but it would be incredibly inefficient. And I suppose it would represent time lost. So there's immense potential in figuring out what your archetype is, figuring out what your path is in your late 20s, and trying to make a decision on this in your late 20s and beyond. The second idea I want to make in this is that there's great joy in going deeper, although the novelty doesn't hit as hard. When you're experimenting, when you're trying to find your first avenue, your first leg in life, I think the experimentation of that is very fun. Even for me, I think when I was trying to figure out my archetype as a man fully, I tried a bunch of different things. I tried to like reinvent myself maybe a little bit too quickly by taking a bunch of tennis lessons and boxing and skydiving. And I don't regret it because that was the season I was in. I needed to experiment to find my ultimate path. But you know what I came to realize? Skydiving isn't a reliable part of my archetype because you need to drive an hour away. It's not something you can efficiently do. Motorcycling, however, is. It's something that I can do very easily. It's sustainable for me to leave the house, go to a coffee shop. I know this sounds very simple or trivial, but motorcycling can be a reliable part of my archetype. It's something I can genuinely do. Ironman, triathlon training, swim, bike, and run. All three legs of that training is something that I can continue to go deeper in. I genuinely believe for the next several years of my life, maybe 10, 20, 30 years of my life, I can continue to do all the legs. Whereas marathon training, as fun as it is, I think it's very high impact and it's taxing on the body. To the same effect, being a pure bodybuilder type and just being like one of the young LA type model athletes who just look big and puffy and strong and they're just classic gym bros, it's not an archetype that would be sustainable for me because I'm too manic and I need a lot of cardio to be happy. So it's not something that I could sustainably do. Now, these examples are very trivial, but I never anticipated it. I arrived at a point in my early 30s where there's a couple of things that I got good at, really good at, that I could keep going deeper in. And the more you go deep in the domains that you've come to understand, the more leverage and power you get. And that's an incredibly productive thing. You get leverage, you get power, you get expertise if you just go deeper. Eventually, you need to transition your life into going deeper on a thing. Go as deep as possible. Now that I'm into Ironman, or hybrid training that combines lifting and Ironman training, I'm curious to find out how strong I can sustainably get while getting faster in these races, or how I can continue to use cardio and strength to basically be my best physical self. It's something I can genuinely do. Now that I'm 11X certified with Salesforce and my understanding has gotten so far, I can keep genuinely immersing myself in the industry, learning all the new developments, learning how they're implementing AI, and make myself more productive with it. I could grow my own consulting firm if I wanted to, or continue to chase a technical architect position. I can go deeper into that universe for a decade's time, and it would be impactful, would be meaningful. With filmmaking, I could continue to make YouTube videos in the best way that I know how, which is combining some sort of cinematic influence with a classic A-roll video. I can go deeper into that. I can put in vlog moments. I can do lifestyle challenges. I can go back to comedy sketches. I can do the stuff that I've done, and I can definitely iterate or experiment on the process. But there's a format to me that goes deep. And in fact, with many content creators I watch, the ones who actually get to the highest level of success I think at some point they get a true understanding of who they are and the way they do things, and they don't run from it. You know, someone I admire, at least from a business backend perspective, is this YouTuber, Casey Zander. Now, Casey Zander, he doesn't do any editing. He just uses a whiteboard to communicate his ideas, but he gets everything across more or less in a one shot. I think that's incredible. To be fair, his message I often disagree with, in the sense that I don't think you need to use Dread Game all the time to get results in dating. But I gotta say, I admire that he is true to himself. He uploads in a model that makes sense to him, and he's built a business backend that is resoundingly strong. There's another guy who I deeply admire, David De La Morenas from the channel How to Beast. For 10 years' time, he went 2 times per week uploading on YouTube, one vlog and one sit-down video, one vlog and one sit-down video. The videos were very, very strong. From a purely technical perspective, he might be the most strong men's lifestyle YouTuber there is, in the sense that there's always drone shots, beautifully delivered vlog footage, his gym sessions. It's just shot really well. The product in a vlog format is very high quality. And just this last week, I noticed that he tried to deviate from the model just a touch, in the sense that he skipped an upload to maybe like figure out his path in life and maybe go deeper. And I'm so glad he figured out that that's not who he was necessarily. And he came back to 2 a week. At least that's what it seems like. Even my other friend Elijah Long, who's doing really well on YouTube right now. Not only does he make simple videos, but it seems like a lot of them just come off his cell phone. And he does well. Why? Because he went deep enough into his model that it made sense for him. And now we know who he is. There is a place that you arrive at in your late 20s and beyond where it's no longer optimal to experiment. It would be much better off to figure out what archetype you are and learn how to go deeper in it. There's a line in Gladiator where Maximus says, "That which we do in life echoes in eternity." Well, I think that which we begin to solidify in our late 20s and beyond echoes throughout our 30s. Your 30s are going for depth. You know, more or less, you want to figure out what your archetype is in every aspect of your life, both in terms of your physical avatar. I think the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, your facial hair, all that, your style, maybe even the place that you live, your home. One of the things that I'm doing this week is going to Series Fest, which is a competition here in Minneapolis, to pitch your web series. And I was actually asked, because of River Rats 1, I was asked to give a pitch for subsequent parts of the film, which was so amazing. So I'll be doing that pitch just 2 days from now. But I had originally left Minneapolis to go to LA to do all the stuff that I'm doing now, whereas I found the best result of it in my own home city. What does that mean? It means that as a filmmaker, Minneapolis is where my story lies, at least 10 months out of the year. The story lies in Minneapolis, and it's my job to go as deep with it as possible. In the eras of my life where I haven't gotten results, where I haven't done my best, I really haven't honored my arc, and I haven't honored the path that was laid out in front of me. And that started to hinder results. So consider this strongly. What is your archetype? What avenues have you built in your 20s, or could you potentially build in your 20s that could pay off in your 30s and beyond? Eventually, you don't want to be like swimming in circles. It goes with every aspect of your life. Eventually, you don't want to be just dating around. Eventually, you want to go deep with one person. Eventually, you don't want to jump between multiple different industries and disciplines. You want to go deep with one or two disciplines. You don't want to try to become like lukewarm in a bunch of different training modalities. You need to find the training modality that really, really speaks to you. It could be strongman, it could be CrossFit, it could be Olympic lifting, or it could be Ironman and hybrid training like it is for me. You can find the path that makes sense for you, but you're better off going deep. And you know what? It's scary to do that, because just like Sylvia Plath's character in The Bell Jar, it means you have to watch the other branches wither away. And that's okay. Sometimes you gotta decide, okay, I have been an Eevee for too long. It's time to pick a stone, or it's time to become an Umbreon, just like my cat is. So anyway, that's something for you to mull on. Take your 20s seriously, and by the time you're in your 30s, get yourself to a position where you know who you are. You know who you are deep enough where no one can take away your archetype and what you've built away from you. And then you just ride that storm into the sea. You take it as far as you possibly can, and in the process, hopefully become legend. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video per week. If you'd like to work with me personally on growing your own YouTube channel and just doing a great job on social media in general, becoming a confident content creator with a business backend to boot, I would love to work with you. You can check out the description box. If it makes sense, I'd love to talk. But with that being said, for those of us who are willing to solidify our path and go deeper into it, to us I say, greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.